It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Welcome to Fox and Food.
I'm Lillian Wu. Between homeschooling and extra cooking, a lot of parents need a break. And this Sunday, it's mom's turn for maybe some breakfast in bed.
How about French toast with an Earl Grey syrup? Which is so easy to do. So you make your traditional French toast, you make your syrup, which is just nothing more than a couple of bags of Earl Grey tea, some granulated sugar, and some cold water. And you heat it up, steep it, and then reduce it. And the next thing you know, you got a lovely syrup to put on pancakes, on French toast.
David Leed of the award-winning site Leeds Culinaria with a recipe adapted from Chef Jeffrey Zakarian. You can make that syrup with any favorite tea flavor, and even the very young kids can get in on the cooking.
Take some chocolate, and you chop it up, and you put it on, you toast some bread, like in the oven, or even the toaster, but the oven would be better for this, a bit, and then you put some of the chocolate on top so the chocolate melts, and you just sprinkle on some sea salt. And then moving throughout the day, there's lots of things. If you can get your hands on some burrata cheese, just having a very simple plate of burrata cheese with, which is a very soft cheese, Italian cheese, with some prosciutto or even some ham and a little bit of blanched asparagus and some either currants or even golden raisins, a little drizzle of olive oil, slight drizzle of vinegar. It's a nice little lunch for mom. Real easy. I think this is the thing. We don't want to get dad and the kids doing all these complicated things and burning down the house. So take your favorite fish. Take your favorite fish and put it in parchment, a couple of lemon slices underneath, and a couple of pats of butter, a couple of sprigs of her favorite herb, and wrap it up in parchment, put it in the oven, and then just let it cook. The parchment won't burn. It'll brown a bit, but it won't burn. And what you're doing is you're steaming it in the parchment. So it's a light meal, and it's very easy to make. Again, the kids can help dad put it together, and it becomes a wonderful dinner for her.
And the parchment is also easy cleanup, which mom is going to get stuck with.
Exactly. And then for some of the more adventurous, you can make, we have a really lovely pistachio shortbread cookie. It's very easy. It's a traditional shortbread, but it has roasted pistachios in it, and very easy, and it's just made the same way as a regular shortbread is, and you roll it into a log, and you let it chill, and you slice it, and then you bake them off. And the great thing about that is if you make that for mom, and she can be slicing it off throughout the whole week.
It's just a cup of unbleached flour, a quarter cup of sugar, a half teaspoon of kosher salt, half a cup of pistachios, raw or roasted, half a teaspoon of vanilla extract, a stick of unsalted butter cubed, and a few spoonfuls of granulated, sanding, or raw sugar for garnish. Don't forget to refrigerate for at least 2 hours. Bake at 325 for about 15 minutes until both the top and bottom are lightly golden brown. I'm Lillian Wu, and this is Fox and Food.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.